God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, you, you. Yes. Yes, I see you, and even you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you give it over to God, I declare He will transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be able to study His Word together. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we bless you today. God, we give you glory, reverence, and honor. God, we magnify you for being God. God, we thank you today for just remembering us. Yeah, 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 just remembering us. Remembering us in your plan of this world today. Remembering us to wake us up. Remembering us to give us a heartbeat. Remembering us to give us eyes and give us the function of our brain and to give us the ability of our limbs. Thank you for remembering us with all that is going on in the world, with all the people, with all of the actions, with all of the situations. It's not ever a concern that you've forgotten, that something can slip your mind. But God, I'm saying thank you for remembering us because you had us on your mind. Yeah, you had us on your mind this morning. You had us on your mind when you were thinking of redemption's plan before we were even conceived, before we were even thought of. You had us on your mind. And so, God, we're grateful. We're grateful today, God, that you would even consider us. Knowing all the stuff that we've done, knowing all the ways we've fallen short, you're still remembering us. And I'm grateful, God. God, on today as we prepare to study your word, God, I thank you for these that have assembled today. Thank you for those that have waken up out of this slumber to hear what you have to say. Thank you for those who are taking time out of their preparation time to hear what you have to say. Thank you for those who said, I can't make a move without knowing what God has to say for my life today. God, bless our time together. God, let it be productive. Let it be fruitful. Let it be prosperous. God, let it be a word that will help us to move from our now to our next. And help us to remember our before. God bless us today. And God, I pray that it's a word that we can chew on, a word that we can grow on, and a word that we're willing to share. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who have shown up today, who have shown up today. To hear what the Lord has to say on this morning, on the last day of November in 2023, we'll journey into the New Testament in preparation for this Advent season. And we'll go to Luke, the first chapter, and we will start at the 26th verse. A familiar passage of Scripture, if you have been studying Scripture and walking with the Lord, any extended period of time. Luke, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. We're going to read from the New International Version today. Luke 1, starting at verse 26. Again, preparing for Advent, the scripture reads as follows. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Thus read Luke, the first chapter, the 26th through the 38th verse. And the word of the Lord is blessed today. On this morning, like to talk to you from just a simple message. What to expect when you're expecting. What to expect when you're expecting. Now, for, of course, the men on the call, this might not mean much to you. And if you are a woman on the call and you have never been in, as they call it, the motherly way, you may not necessarily be able to physically parallel. Before, all of us have been in a position where we've been expecting something. Maybe you've been expecting a relative or a visitor to come and visit your house. Maybe you've been expecting a phone call for a new job or for a new car. Maybe you've been expecting a phone call from a doctor with some news about your health. Maybe you've been, unfortunately, expecting bad luck, because that seems to be the only thing that shows up for you. Maybe you've just been expecting not to expect, hoping that nothing happened. Well, you all, whether you have been expecting a child, or whether you've been expecting a shift in your life, or whether you've just been expecting whatever you've been expecting, understand this. There are certain changes that occur in your life when you are expecting. When you're expecting a child, there are physical changes that happen. When you're expecting, there are hormonal changes. There are emotional changes that happen when you are expecting. And so it should be in the spirit. When you are expecting God to show up, when you are expecting your shift to come, when you are expecting the goodness of the Lord, you ought to know that there are some things, what to expect when you are looking for something from God. Mary had no idea. No idea that she was favored by God. Matter of fact, the Bible says in verse 29 in this passage that she was concerned. She was perplexed. She was pondering. She was confused. She was somewhat disturbed. What does this greeting mean? She was shaken that this angel would come and say, you know, you're beautiful. God is with you. He's giving you a special grace. Well, what does this mean that God has done this? She was perplexed. And so she had to prepare to expect as well. So what do you do? What do you expect? What to expect when you're expecting? The first thing is you've got to believe, folks. You've got to believe in the fact that you got a blessing on the way. Mary was told that she was going to be with child, and she had never known a man. She had never been with a man. She had never been physically, with a man. Y'all get where I'm going, trying to make it family friendly. She hasn't been with a man. How in the world could she be with child? But you all, some of the stuff that you're asking God for, you've never seen either. You've never seen, you've never experienced, you've never been a part of. So how is it that you can expect? You've got to believe. Your faith has to be activated. Doesn't matter whether you've partaken in it. Doesn't matter whether you've seen it before. Doesn't matter if somebody else had it. You have got to believe. If God told you that you're going to be the one to start the business, if God told you you're the one that's going to break the generational curses off of your family's life, if God told you that you're going to be the one that doctors are going to look at perplexed because they can't see the situation that you are going through be wiped away the way that you said it would be because God told you that. And because of that, it is your faith that has to be activated. You have to believe in the fact that you have a blessing on the way. That's what Mary said after the angel told her everything that God sent him with the word. She said, "May it be done unto me as you say, in accordance to your word." She's never seen it in her. She's never been married, never been with anyone. But because the angel said, the Lord said it, she said, "Well, I got no option but to believe." So you got to believe the fact that you have a blessing on the way. What else should you expect when you're expecting? Expect others to see it on you before you do. Yeah, expect others to see it. Listen, I know very clearly there are some mothers that when they were expecting, they knew something was going on, but they weren't quite sure. You got folks to say, you got a glow about you. Your face done clear. It's so pretty. Mm-hmm. You expect it. I think you're pregnant. Well, you guess what? When you're pregnant with purpose, the same thing will occur. Folks will see it on you before you see it in yourself. Folks will speak it on you before you realize that it's true. And sometimes you all, you're going to have to go back before God and say, God, what is it that they're seeing on me? What is it that they're seeing in me? Because some of us don't want to see the stuff that God has purposed in our lives. It frightens us just like it did Mary, and the angel had to say, have no fear. Mary, do not be afraid because you have found favor with God. I'm speaking that to somebody today. Don't be afraid. Others will see it on you before you do, but understand that you are favored by God. Let me keep going. Guess what? What else can you expect when you're expecting? God will link you up with someone who can relate to what he is doing in you. That's what the angel told Mary. He said, even your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived. Her difference is she's conceived a son in her old age. Again, she's never been through it either. But God has blessed her in her old age. And so now she's in her 6th month. Guess what? She's a little farther along. You can go and sit with Elizabeth and talk to her about what's going on in your life. People of God, God will send you to somebody to connect with you, to let you know that what you're going through, God is doing in you. And they will help you to walk through the changes that will happen in your life. Let me keep going, lest I keep you too long. The last thing that you need to expect, remember, you need to believe in the fact that you have a blessing on the way. Others will see it on you before you do. God will link you up with someone who can relate to what he is doing in you. And finally, you've got to know that your condition is still conducive to producing a miracle. Wherever you are in your life right now, know that your life, your whatever your situation is, wherever you are in life, you're still conducive to producing a miracle. I told you, the scripture says that Mary said, how can this be since I am still a virgin? And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And that's the reason why who you are carrying shall be called the Son of God. My brothers and my sisters, know today that this is not your end. It is just your beginning. And you need to know what to expect, because God has purposed in you. He's purposed a miracle to come through your life. Don't overlook it. Don't say it's not me. Believe that he's favored you so that you can produce a miracle out of your life. What to expect when you're expecting. Let's pray. Father, we glorify you and we give you praise, oh God. Father, we thank you today for your word reminding us that just because it's been a while, just because we weren't looking for it, doesn't mean you can't use us. God, we're surrendering ourselves to be used by you today. God, speak to us. Send your Holy Ghost, your angel, to speak to us. And may it be done unto us according to your word. Bless us as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.